Well, today, August 25th, is the feast day of the great King Louis of France. And he was considered one of the greatest Christian kings in the history of the church. He was reigned as king in the 13th century, which is considered one of the great centuries in the history of the church. It was a century of St. Francis of Assisi, St. Dominic, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Innocent, Pope Innocent III, St. Albert the Great, Emperor Frederick II, so many great souls that were helping the church and strengthening the church. We take a look at, for a few moments today, the life of King Louis of France. He was born in the year 1214. He was a son of Louis VIII of France and his mother, Blanche of Castile, who I believe also is a canonized saint. And as a young man, he was raised by his saintly mother after the death of his father when he was quite young. He was only 12 years old when his father died, so he became king at a young age. But because of his age, his mother had to became the regent of the kingdom until he was 19. And then he himself became king. He married Margaret of Provence. They had 11 children together. And as a husband, as a father, as a leader, he was also a man of deep prayer and spirituality. He would attend daily Mass. He prayed the Divine Office, which of course is now the Liturgy of the Hours. And as a Catholic king, he would help the needs of the church. He established many libraries, hospitals, orphanages, centers to help feed the poor. So he was described as not only a loving husband and father, but also an exemplary Christian king with humility and sense of humor, as well as these virtues of being very fair, wise, just, and firm in leading his country. He perhaps is best known for his work in the Crusades to help free the Holy Land from the Turks that had come up to invade the Holy Land. So one of his goals was to help free the Holy Land. And so he himself went on the Crusades for about 10 years. And he went on a second crusade to help to deter the Muslim advance in Syria. And there he contracted typhus and he died on August 24th, about the year 1270. So his army returned his body to France, and he was then enshrined in the Abbey Church of Saint-Denis, Saint-Denis, and his tomb quickly became a scene of miracles and healing. He was canonized just 27 years after his death, and what's also interesting is that he was a personal friend of St. Thomas Aquinas. He was a Third Order Franciscan. He loved St. Francis and tried to live the spirituality of St. Francis, even though he was surrounded by wealth and affluence in his castle as king. He himself lived a life of simplicity and poverty of spirit. He was baptized in Chartres Cathedral, and that became his favorite church. He would always visit there. And if you've been to France, you've been to the most magnificent Chartres Cathedral, I'm sure. He also built Sainte-Chapelle. If you go to Paris, a few blocks from Notre Dame is Sainte-Chapelle, which is a magnificent small chapel built to house the crown of thorns, Jesus' crown of thorns. So St. Louis built that chapel during his life. He also helped to found the Sorbonne University, very famous Catholic university, even today. And again, died after a life of service to the Lord, service to the church, and service to his country. So it is a great example of somebody involved in the political realm as a leader, how they can live a saintly and holy life with the Lord's grace. So he's a good example that we need to pray for all of our world leaders and civil leaders and politicians, that they too follow this great example of St. Louis IX, who in the midst of the political world and running his country was able to live a life of great sanctity and holiness and virtue. So I'll give you a blessing now with a relic of St. Louis, King of France. I encourage you to venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Louis, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.